The threat, made on December 31st in a message posted on an extremist internet website, reportedly prompted the Naval Criminal Investigative Service to elevate the risk for all U.S. military and commercial ships sailing through an area stretching from northern Somalia to the Persian Gulf. The message contained detailed instructions, particularly on what type of intelligence should be collected from each U.S. warship. The unnamed author says Al-Qaeda will use the information to target American vessels, including aircraft carriers, submarines, and all naval equipment deployed in the region. He urges potential informants not to underestimate the importance of any piece of information they can gather. U.S. Navy spokesman Lieutenant Nathan Christensen tells VOA that the Navy has warned sailors and their families to be careful not to reveal any information that could be used against them.
It's important that Navy families remain vigilant in not sharing potentially sensitive or secure information by any non-secure means, and that includes letters, email, and phone conversations or social media, including Facebook.
Fifth Fleet would not comment on what additional security measures are being taken to protect its ships and personnel. The U.S. Navy has a significant presence in the region, especially in the Gulf of Aden, a busy commercial shipping lane off the northern coast of Somalia. The U.S. Navy and the navies of dozens of other countries are patrolling the narrow waterway to deter ship hijackings for ransom by pirate gangs. Reports that Al-Qaeda-trained operatives may be poised to attack American commercial and passenger vessels in the Arabian Sea are being widely circulated in Arab-speaking Gulf states, including Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, and United Arab Emirates. Western intelligence officials have reportedly urged each country to boost security measures and to provide better protection for ships, especially oil and gas tankers. On Thursday, a Kuwaiti newspaper, Al-Qabas, said unnamed Kuwaiti security sources confirmed that Al-Qaeda has regrouped in the region in recent months, thanks largely to the deteriorating security in Somalia and Yemen. Both countries are home to militant anti-West insurgent groups that have publicly claimed allegiance to Al-Qaeda. The group in Yemen, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, is believed to have ties with Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the Nigerian man accused of trying to blow up a U.S. passenger jet on December 25th. Al-Qaeda has targeted the U.S. Navy in the past. In 2001, Al-Qaeda boasted that it had carried out the October 2000 bombing of USS Cole while the destroyer was refueling at a port in southern Yemen. The blast killed 17 sailors and wounded 39 others. Alicia Ruvioe News, Nairobi.